Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really important to discuss: why your Seedance 2.0 AI thumbnails might be failing and how to fix them. Absolutely, I'm really excited for this one, Alex. I know a lot of people are struggling with this and there are some pretty wild stats out there. Yeah. It honestly breaks my heart to see how many people are putting in the effort but not getting the results they want. Did you know that around 73% of e-commerce thumbnails fail conversion tests? Wait, 73%? That's huge. What's causing this massive failure rate, Alex? Well, it mostly comes down to inconsistency glitches. These glitches can drop your add-to-cart rates by over 2 times compared to consistent. Seedance 2.0 AI videos. It's like you spend all that money on ads and then your thumbnail just drops the ball right at the finish line. That's so frustrating. So what's the first step in fixing this? Understanding. Seedance 2.0 AI is crucial. You want to start by setting up your reference files correctly and getting your aspect ratios dialed in. Got it. What's causing those thumbnails to glitch in the first place? A lot of it stems from users not following proper protocols. Many beginners assume that the AI can just figure out their brand from a single image, but it really can't. Without proper references, you can see a drop in consistency below 70%, which massively affects your click-through rate. So, it's like the AI needs a little help to understand what the brand is all about, right? Exactly. If you're selling a product in a specific shade of blue, the AI might generate 10 different variations of blue. That inconsistency can signal poor quality to viewers, leading them to bounce before even adding anything to their cart. That makes so much sense. And I can see how that would hurt the brand's trust. Absolutely. And another common issue is something called logo drift. The AI treats text and graphics as flexible elements unless you lock them down. So your logo might slide around or change size during the animation, which destroys brand trust in seconds. Wow, I had no idea. So how do we fix these issues? The solution is what I call the consistency protocol. You need to use exactly 12 reference files for the best results. This allows you to maintain unity across facial features, clothing, and text in your animations. 12? Why is that the magic number? Great question. If you go below that, you lose important angles, and if you exceed it, the AI gets confused about which references to prioritize. I see. And what about the aspect ratios? I've heard that's another big deal. Yes, mobile viewers prefer vertical content. If you try to force a widescreen video onto a phone screen, conversions will tank. Right now, there's a 64.7% adoption rate of 9:16 vertical videos on mobile e-commerce sites, and they drive about 41% higher engagement compared to the traditional 16:9 format. So, switching to vertical could really boost performance? Definitely. If you want your Seedance 2.0 AI thumbnails to convert, you need to use a resolution of 180 by 1920. It fills the entire screen and grabs viewers' attention much better than a tiny horizontal video. Wow. I can see how that would make a big difference. But what about those creators who need to churn out a lot of content quickly? Ah, that's where batch settings come into play. Many content creators struggle with volume, and generating videos one at a time can be painfully slow. The solution is to batch generate videos. But what happens when they try to batch generate? Often they face queue overloads, which can cause failures up to 41% on free tiers. You can queue up to 20 video jobs at once, and this can dramatically cut your production time from days to under 30 minutes. That sounds like a game changer. So what's your workflow for batch generation? I set up my 12 reference files with proper tags, write out 10 to 15 prompt variations, and queue them all at once while keeping under that 20 job limit. Then, I use the time while those are processing to focus on other parts of my business. Smart! And how do you know if these thumbnails are actually making money? Tracking your add-to-cart rates is essential. For example, one brand I worked with switched from static images to Seedance 2.0 Hero Loops and saw their click-through rates skyrocket from 1% to 5.8%. That's an insane improvement. It sounds like investing in quality thumbnails really pays off. Exactly. High fidelity consistency can boost viewer trust and reduce customer inquiries. Plus, as we look toward 2026, we're expecting a huge shift in how brands use AI video. So, it's all about staying ahead of the curve and mastering these basics, right? You got it. The technology will keep improving, but the fundamentals like reference files and proper aspect ratios will always matter. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. For sure. Just remember, garbage in, garbage out. The quality of your inputs will determine your outputs. So true. Thanks for sharing all this valuable info today, Alex. No problem. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.